Hi, God bless everyone. I have a message today that I'd like to share with each of you. It's entitled, You Can Have Authority Over Your Thoughts, Feelings, and Emotions. Y'all, I just want to say that we are definitely in a war. And I'm not talking about a physical war. This war is spiritual. There has never been a time like we are in now, where the spiritual warfare has been more intense than in these last few years. In 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verses 4 and 5, it says, For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. This means we don't use loud verbal arguments or guns or knives. Neither do we fight with our fists physically against people, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And this means our fight is against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. In other words, against the devil and his cohorts. So, we can't fight this kind of warfare in the flesh using carnal weapons. We must build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. That's Jude, the first chapter, verse 20. We must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, putting on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, Ephesians 6, 10 and 11. Now, God has given us the power through the Holy Spirit and the ability to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So when we choose to accept good thoughts that come into our minds, peaceful thoughts, thoughts that line up with the Word of God, we prevent negative strongholds from forming in our minds. What are negative strongholds and where do they come from? A negative stronghold in the mind originates from negative thoughts put there by the devil himself that you don't cast down. Also, they originate from negative words spoken directly to you from others. And I'm talking about people speaking words that don't line up with God's word. When a person chooses to think on what they heard versus casting it down, those thoughts eventually can turn into negative strongholds. And this can only happen when a person chooses to listen to negative conversations and meditate on what was spoken. So why would a Holy Spirit-filled believer in Christ Jesus put themselves in a situation like this anyway? Believe me, it happens all the time to well-meaning Christians, but it is not God's desire for his children to listen to and to take advice or counsel from the world or a non-believer. The Bible says in Psalms, the first chapter, verses 1 through 3, Blessed is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather. But his delight and desire are in the law, the word of the Lord. And on his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and he studies day and night. And he shall be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper and come to maturity. And then you have your own negative thoughts and words that you grumble to yourself about. Have you ever caught yourself murmuring or complaining to yourself about whatever, especially when no one else is around? Sometimes we think nothing of it. It's no big deal to grumble to yourself. But the Bible says, do everything without complaining or arguing. Then you will be innocent and without any wrong. You will be God's children without fault. But you are living with crooked and mean people all around you, among whom you shine like stars in the dark world. That's Philippians, the second chapter, verses 14 and 15. So the moment you murmur or grumble and complain, you begin to be unthankful. Constant murmuring is an indication that there is something wrong with your attitude and relationship with God. When left unchecked, murmuring can lead to ingratitude, dissension, strife, pride, distrust, rebellion, and ultimately death. Just like a heart murmur, at first you only hear it with a stethoscope. Then it gets louder and louder until the heart can't efficiently pump blood anymore and irreversible damage takes place. The Apostle Paul said, "Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain." That's Philippians 2, 14 and 15. So, instead of using all your energy in murmuring and complaining about almost everything, let's do what God spoke through the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 16 and 18. He said, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." It pleases God when we rejoice in Him, when we give thanks, and when we praise Him for who He is and all the good things He has done. We have so much to be thankful for. So instead of murmuring, we must rejoice always. Murmuring will just rob us of our joy. Instead of murmuring, we must pray to God and present to Him our concerns. God is more than willing to listen to us and give to us the desires of our hearts when we delight ourselves in Him. Instead of murmuring, let's be thankful for all the beautiful and marvelous things He has done for us. It is better to be grateful than to murmur. Focus on the good things in life rather than the negative. So, this is why we can't always go by what's in our head. Cast down those negative thoughts in Jesus' name. Learn how to discern the difference between good feelings and emotions versus bad feelings and emotions. Never allow yourself to make decisions based on how you feel about anything or anybody. Thoughts that are not coming from God's Spirit or His Word, mixed with negative feelings and emotions, will mess you up every time. And that's why we must be led by the Holy Spirit and not our feelings, flesh, and emotions. Mastering your emotions does not mean you won't have emotions. It means that God gives you the power through the Holy Spirit to be able to control your emotions. When you can control your emotions, you are secure and you have peace. Finally, my brothers and my sisters, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. That's Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 18. And lastly, I want to encourage you to love the people God has placed in your life, including your enemies. Yes, I'll repeat that, including your enemies. And don't forget to pray for them. We are commanded by God to love our neighbor as ourselves. Love one another. Love even your enemies. God lets the sun shine on the good and the bad, the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. He loves us all. That's why he sent Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but would have everlasting life. God sent Jesus in this world to save us, not to condemn us, but to save us. So I encourage us all, walk in love. You never know who needs that smile, that hug, that handshake, or just that prayer. Let's love each other. Time is running short. We know not the day, the hour, or the time when our Lord shall appear. So why don't we do what he commanded us to do? Love him first with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind. And let's love one another. Love the people around you. Encourage them and pray for them. I thank you for listening, and God bless you.